I suppose I got a dozen questions I have to be careful here about how many, you know, how many I press upon you because our time is short, I know. You're talking on a battery that we're not terribly sure of. But I did want to ask, I believe your daughter, I think she was engaged. Did she ever get married? And that would have been some time ago.
She got married over a year ago. And they bought a house in Travelers Rest. And I went over and visited with her and her husband the other night. And she's got just quite a little homesteader. I mean, she's got some raised beds out there, got some squash and cucumbers, tomatoes and green beans, and she went to the pound and got this crazy dog. I mean, she's loving this thing, but she's cur. I think they called her Maggie, I think. But she's just wild. I mean, just wild. We're standing out there in the yard, and you have a woodchuck tried to cross the yard while we were standing there. That was it, buddy. She saw that thing, and it was, I mean, a couple of minutes, it was over. And that thing probably weighed 7-8 pounds, you know. It's bigger than a cat. But she dispatched it immediately. Got two different colored eyes. One of them's glass, and the other one's glassy green. It's the weirdest thing, but she's doing good. She finished school, and she's works for DSS. In one of the local counties, and she's doing well, and I got no complaints. She's a fine young lady, so exactly what we raised her to be. Can't complain with that, I guess.
My business, really, so. Yeah. Well, I thought I had remembered, I didn't realize it was a year ago, but that your daughter that I met only that one time, and I think my husband was there that day, and I met him, I think, and I seemed to be, as my dad used to say, G and hawing. I don't know if you're familiar with those terms, but if my dad drove a mule a lot, and he got the mule to go left or right by giving him the commands G and haw. And so that's that's how he chose to refer to the way people get along. Over there. So, anyway, I'm glad she's well situated. Let's put it that way. I know that was your last one to leave the house. You're an empty nest now, is that right?
Yeah, right to that. We keep everything on the farm. If it don't eat, we don't. We just stick it in the barn. So Daddy bought a new zero turn lawnmower. We retired the Toro. I mean, it's still good. Was a good mower. And when they got married, they bought a house. Got about an acre and a half of land, big yard, and didn't have a lawnmower. So I for Christmas time we went over and I wrapped up a lawnmower wheel and gave it company gave them. I mean, it's a new wheel. But I gave them a lawnmower wheel for Christmas, and they just kind of looked at me confused. I said, well, I'm on, instead of buying something that y'all ain't going to use, I said, I'll get the Toro running, and I'll give you the Toro. And it's nice, more zero turn, you know, so you can cut the grass with it, and there's the wheel off of it, let you know. So I'm putting new blades on it, putting new wheels on it, carburetor. I mean, got it running nice, and I cut grass with it a couple of times. Well, I took it over there, I don't know, about 2 months ago. So we're standing out in the yard when I went to visit, and I saw the lawnmower up underneath the deck. And I said, Abby and her husband is out there with me. And I said, how's the mower doing? And Abby just changed subject real quick. Body language changed everything. And I just thought, uh-oh. You know, at first I just kind of acted like I detected immediately. And he dropped his head too. Well, we started walking back to the house, and I changed my path and was headed toward lawnmower. And Abby got in between me, and she was trying to change the subject. And I just stopped in the yard. And I said, hey, I said, what's going on here? I said, what's, is something wrong with the lawnmower? I said, something wrong with it. You know, let me know, and we'll, you know, get it fixed. And her husband looked at me and said, Mr. Hightower, I hate to tell you this. He said, but I caught the lawnmower on fire. And I said, what? And Abby said, Daddy, I've been married to him for a year and a half now. Never heard him cuss. And he said a cuss word the other day and like burnt the house down. I don't know what he did, but I walked up there and looked at it, Larry. He burnt the seat off of it, burnt the intake off of it, scorched one of the wheels. I mean, it just blistered. And he said, Mr. Hightower, he said, please don't say nothing. Just don't rib me about it or nothing. I don't know how it happened. It just happened. And I don't know what I'm going to do, but, you know, I cut grass with it twice, and I'm going to fix it. I said, but you ain't fixing that. I mean, it's just, it got hot, you know. So, I don't know. I'll have to help him with something. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but Abby's, she's wanting the grass cut, and the lawnmower's burnt, so I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm not sure if that's my responsibility or not, but I'll help him somehow, I guess.
Revelation. You know what my guess would be? My guess is that he tried to refill it while it was hot. And they will explode. I mean, the ball of flame is right there, and it wasn't there a moment ago. It's the fumes. Gasoline is volatile. And it will burst into flames if you try to refill it, put fuel in it while the daggone thing is hot. Never happened to me because I was told, and maybe he never was, I was told never to refill it until it's cooled down. Wow, goodness. And another thing I noticed, he doesn't call you Daddy yet.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. That's my daughter. I know he's her husband, and I love them both, but life, and I want that level of respect, you know. I mean, I don't want to sound harsh about it, but that's my daughter. And I might need that. I might need that respect sometime, you know, so we just keep it Mr. Hightower. So, I mean, I've never said anything to him about it. I don't know that I would. But if he's, I mean, he's doing that on his own, so I'm gonna let it. Because you know, boys can, you know, they can handle themselves, and she can too. You know, I'm not saying anything negative, but that's my daughter. That's a little different, you know. And we just need to keep it. We need to keep it right there where it is, right?
Yes. That's sort of a thing that's customized. And there's a lot of dependencies. One of them is how comfortable the two individuals are. But and the facts will not change. You know, he's your son by marriage. She's your daughter by natural childbirth. These things, you know, they're not things that you examine very frequently, of course, but a huge change took place. Now, I look at my own situation, and I can think about, it made me think of that. Now, this is ordinarily a good thing, but I'm a bit confused. Donna's dad, I only ever thought of him as dad. Donna and I were both in our, we were in our 40s. We both married late, and it was worth the wait as far as I'm concerned. But I think you made that point, which instantly put me onto that, that he's quite young, and maybe the generational gap is larger, and that's the reason why your idea that that you want that respect to be there. He call you Mr. Hightower, but that's, I'm not going to be the only one that's ever going to ask you about that. if that's said about or in the company of your son-in-law. And you are his father-in-law, but he's not going to refer to you that way. Like with my own dad, I don't think I ever called him father. The only father I've ever spoken to that way. I always called him dad. And it just happens with people, you know. You get a label, you know. But anyway, that just came out in the conversation, and I thought I'd bring it up. And I do understand, however, I do understand what you're saying, and you just keep right on. That makes sense. KK4JBQ.
And I'll probably need to head on. My eyelids are getting a little bit heavy, and I got a busy week. I got to head into town tomorrow for a little while, and then got choir practice on Wednesday night. I joined the choir. Got saved on November 6th, and got baptized on the 13th. And then a couple weeks later, joined the choir. I can't sing a lick, but I it don't matter. Sometimes I'll be honest with you. I don't know how to read sheet music, and the choir director put me in the bass section, and everybody else knows how to read sheet music, and I don't. So. He caught me one day. I just couldn't follow along. So I just opened my mouth and say watermelon to myself, you know. Well, he caught me. he picked it out, you know, and was giving me a hard time about it. And I just told him, hey, if I don't want to mess the choir up, nobody else knows, congregation don't know if, words coming out of my mouth or not, but, so he assigned me with a older fella that was got a music major. He makes me these little index cards every Sunday. And, what all of the annotations mean on sheet music. So I'm trying to learn that. It's just not going too good, but anyway, I got choir practice on Thursday and then Wednesday and then radio club meeting on Thursday. And then field day is this weekend. So, I'm kind of excited about that, I guess. But busy week, and I'll pack up in the morning and let these batteries soak for a week or so and see kind of what happens. But I'll keep working on it and see what I can do, if I can figure out how to light these batteries. But I'm going to tell you mentioned a while ago that if the radio drops out because these new batteries I got, that's a definite no-go. They'll leave from here in a heartbeat. I leave radio on, and I don't have cell phone service down here at the cabin. I go to top of the hill and get it. So, I got to have radio, so if batteries won't do that, then they got to leave from here.
Well, I'm during that week where Helene took our power away, I became more interested in how my backup battery would perform, and it did a fine job. And I had at least two, maybe even three, hour-long sessions with YouTube, and those folks at the, I think three different amateur radio clubs have produced they go on at least an hour explaining that these are three different people explaining how one lives with batteries of any description, whatever the chemistry is, whatever the however they take care of themselves, or for that matter don't take care of themselves. And you just have to know that they will not change for you. They will not. They have a way they function. And if you go outside those parameters, you haven't hurt their feelings, because they don't have any feelings. They just don't perform. And so the major portion, I would say 95% of the time, on all three of those videos was spent on how to anticipate, depending on what the battery chemistry is, how to anticipate their performance. And all the while, I kept noticing this, the same present, or practically the same presentation by three different people, you're going to notice some slight differences in what they speak about, how they treat the information. But it was consistent on all three of these folks that you must be aware of the battery's needs, because it don't care a thing. It just doesn't have any care. It don't have any feelings. It's just going to do what it's going to do, what it's capable of doing. Things will vary, of course, depending on the age of the batteries and how well they've been cared for and such as that. And if they disappoint you, it's very likely that you didn't mind their needs. And I could say something about a battery and a woman, but I won't. Chad, it's good to talk with you. It always is. I enjoy it. And it's nice to keep up, too. I'm tickled to hear that you're in the choir. I was in a singing group. I had a life on stage at one point in my life and sang in a choir. Had lots of solos too, but I was with them for almost 20 years. And it does bring you a lot of joy. And there's just a few ways, depends on the person, of course, but there's just a few ways that you can have joy. The rest of life can be the trudge, the work, the complications that life brings. But find yourself some joy. And if that brings it to you, I can understand. I really can. And, I should also mention that I never learned how to read sheet music. And Donna, who is, you know, that's what she did for a while before she got into accounting. She taught school, and she taught music. She had to go back to school and get another degree in accounting because it was the kids, you know. Some people can handle children when they're old enough to talk back, you know what I'm saying? And some people can't. But Donna tried, and she has been patient with me to explain the details about written music. I can't read music either, but I can sense, because I've dealt with it, I can sense what's being required of me. And I have a natural sense of rhythm, you know, and I know that you will know the music after rehearsing it, rehearsing it, rehearsing it, to fit in. I wouldn't struggle too much with actual reading music unless you are turned on to that, you know. I enjoyed my work with the choir while my voice was good enough to sing, and I could carry a decent, anything I'd be proud of these days. But anyway, that's interesting, and I wish you a lot of joy with that. But don't be too critical about what you're able to do, or for that matter, what the person to the left and your right, and the one in front and the one in back of you. I know you've watched Andy Griffith over the years, and some of the funniest, maybe it's because of that experience that I've had, the funniest episodes involve Andy Griffith and when their storyline revolved around singing in the choir. Those were some of the funniest things. Anyway, that's good to hear. I'm proud you volunteered. Do you have to wear a robe when you do this?
No robes, but it's funny you bring up Barney Fife. He's got the bass, and the choir's got five rows of seats up front. The bass is in the very last, in the center. And there's a group of ladies to my left. I don't know if they're tenors or altos. I don't know what they are. They sure can sing, though. I mean, sometimes they just literally just bring me to tears. They're so pretty when they sing. But the girl that sings next to me, she's a music major at Anderson University. Younger girl. And we were, last choir practice, we were singing, and she said, can you, you know, how well can you sing? Because we just hadn't really talked up to that point, you know, and we had a break while the sound director was doing something with the equalizer board in the back. But anyway, we just got talking, just casual conversation, and she said, you know, or, you know, how well can you sing? I said, you just wouldn't believe how well I can sing. I said, I can sing. I said, I am much better than Barney Fife. And she said, who is Barney Fife? Is he a famous singer? I'm not familiar with him. I started laughing. And she was just taken aback for a minute that I was laughing. And I said, you don't know who Barney Fife is, do you? And she said, no, I'm afraid I don't. And I said, have you never watched the Andy Griffith Show? And she said, who is Andy Griffith? And I just thought, oh, dear. You know, so I told her she needed to go to YouTube and do a YouTube search for, you know, episodes about Barney Fife singing, and she would understand how well of a singer I am. So she was supposed to watch it and get back with me. I'll find out tomorrow night if she's watched the episode of Barney Fife yet. But at any rate, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to try to bed down for tonight. I got two bobcats that's out in the woods. Last couple of nights have been back there screaming like, you know, they scream like, sounds like a woman screaming in the down there in the swamp. So I hope they don't keep me up tonight. They don't like me being here. But at any rate, I'll let you go. And I tell Miss Donna I said hello, and it was nice talking to you too. I'll let you get on. KK4JBQKO4NUE 73, Larry.
We are both in the generation that values television in a different way. Now, I can't say that I've had any desire to keep up with what's funny and what's popular and all of that. I'm happy to know that Barney Fife can't sing a lick. And I do sense all that humor. She will too if she finds it. I hope she does. We were lucky. As time goes on, you'll understand that we have been lucky to know the things that we know and the experiences that we've had in life. It's not the same for, I'll just call them newer people, people who haven't been here as long. This world is not the same for them, and I'm sorry for that. I really am. I think they've missed a bunch. They won't go back and pick it up. I got a lot of good that I have been able to keep thus far. It's been a great pleasure to talk with you tonight. I hope we can do it again. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear with you. Good night.